So here locally, we've also seen a dramatic escalation in cases. In the last week, we've seen our numbers of cases and our testing positivity rate almost double. The number of patients in Placer hospitals due to COVID has also more than doubled, as had the utilization of our emergency medical system for cold and flu symptoms. And now we're monitoring several outbreaks at local skilled nursing facilities. We have regular communications with the leadership of our local hospitals, including we touched base with them yesterday evening. And while they have seen the number of patients hospitalized due to COVID more than double, as I mentioned, COVID patients still represent less than 10% of their total bed capacity. So they're still in good shape as it relates to beds. They still seem to be in good shape with respect to supplies of personal protective equipment. And just wanted to reiterate, our hospitals and medical offices have become really experienced experts at treating COVID and also at keeping patients with other conditions seeking care safe from COVID. So one of the points I want to emphasize today is we continue to urge everyone not to delay medical care due to concerns about contracting COVID. In addition, we're getting lots of questions about the source of growth in cases. Public health, as I reported a couple weeks ago, we have in the month of October noticed that the share of positive cases who reported attending a large gathering during their infectious period has been higher recently than in other months of the pandemic, and also that household transmission has continued to be a challenge, with almost half of our cases reporting being in contact, having close contact with a known positive. As I mentioned, we've also had the number of increase in the number of cases at skilled nursing facilities. So those still aren't really driving the uptick, but they're becoming a more significant part of our picture in Placer County after a pause. Really, we had those skilled nursing facility outbreaks at bay about a month ago. There's also, so as far as where they're not coming from, well, we don't have compelling evidence to support the idea that large outbreaks are happening in schools, and that they're certainly not driving the huge surge in cases that we've been seeing. We have had observed some cases among youth, but actually in-person learning does not appear to be a major factor in the transmission among youth. In addition, people are asking about some of the other businesses and how much of a role they're playing in local transmission. As I mentioned at the last board meeting and in our adjudication, it doesn't look like we have clear evidence that our currently restricted businesses and organizations like restaurants and places of worship are significantly driving local transmission. But with that said, despite the incredible work of our case investigators and contact tracers, really, COVID case investigation and contact tracing has significant limitations, and so we can't say definitively where, you know, we know there's one of the most common responses is we just don't know where the transmission came from.